Hello everyone. Today I felt inspired to share a meditation and reflection on healing through anger. And specifically, a meditation where I felt inspired to invoke the presence of the goddess Kali. When we're looking at something like anger, it can be very difficult. We need to go beneath to the roots. And this is not a journey you can take if you're weak of heart. And what do I mean by that? We need a warrior spirit to do this journey. And Kali is a warrior goddess. Her mythology is that she's born in the battlefield, slays demons, and is fearless. However, we can see her as the goddess we need when we want to release all those patterns and conditionings that are holding us back from being happy and at peace. And sometimes those patterns can be so deep-rooted, it is as if they have crystallized, and you need a force to just cut the cords that are tying you to these patterns. And so when I feel I need that sort of energy that is really going to help me not be in a stance of being aggressive, because that's not what we're here to do, but really be clear and assertive and be able to let go, just to drop it, all the patterns, all the habits that are just not serving me, then the goddess Kali is the goddess that I would invoke. So I would ask you to just allow yourself to be comfortable. Find a posture, a place to sit or lie down where you are at ease, where you will not be disturbed, nothing to distract you, just to be present right here, right now. And this meditation is inspired by a teacher, Sally Kempton, who is a spiritual teacher well-versed in the goddess tradition of Hinduism. And I'm grateful that I found her work as I was doing this deeper healing work around anger. So imagine that the goddess Kali is sitting right beside you or in front of you, and there is a sacred fire that she has created for you. You could be outdoors with this fire, or perhaps it's something in your backyard or in a forest, wherever feels comfortable. Or perhaps it's just right in your home, in your fireplace. It does not matter. Fire is purification. It's used in many cultures, in many rituals, to symbolize the burning away of that which is not needed. So the goddess Kali is with you. And we can make this journey deep beneath the anger to feelings of lack, feelings of frustration, feeling tired, fatigue, feeling like you've tried to do so many things to help yourself or perhaps help another and nothing seems to be working, feelings of loss, or perhaps you're just tired of feeling angry. You want to let this go. This sense of blame of others or of yourself. Any sense of that you have to live a life of sacrifice or that you have to be a martyr or that in any way you need to be denied anything you need. All of these old patterns, old conditioning, the goddess Kali invites to let go and give them over into the fire. Let them burn away. You can think of them as old garments, old clothes that you have worn that just no longer serve you. You want to just peel them away and let them go. If there is something else that's there and you don't even know how to name it, but you feel any sense of heaviness, allow that to be peeled away and let it go. Just offer it to the fire. The flames leap higher as all that you have released is being burnt away. You can feel the warmth of the fire. You can see the light. And the presence of Kali is a safe presence. She is here to support you in claiming your true, authentic strength that comes from within. No anger, no grievance, however justified it may seem to be, can ever give you true power. And you know that. You've walked that road, and now you're ready to be free. The goddess Kali is the goddess of transformation, of freedom, of ending cycles that no longer serve or that are done. She releases you, the true you, the authentic self that is itself a blazing light. A light that purifies, a light that shines all the darkness away. You continue to watch the flames with the comfort of the presence and strength of Kali right there with you. You turn and look into her eyes, and there is only love, only comfort, and a sense of knowing that all is well, all is being taken care of. You are not alone. Allow yourself to be here. Watching the flames, feeling the warmth, feeling the comfort. Perhaps feeling a bit lighter. A bit less burdened than when we began. Wherever you are is perfect. You take a deep breath, letting go. Anything else that needs to go, just letting it be offered to the fire. Slowly, slowly, Kali attends to the fire. And it begins to die down. And soon the flames are out. Kali invites you to stay here in this space. The fire is no more, but the purification and letting go can be felt. There is freedom in the air. A sense of feeling light, less burdened. We give thanks to the goddess Kali for being our mighty companion on this journey. We know she is here to help us end all the ties to any past that no longer serves. We bow down to her in reverence, knowing that she is the wisdom within us that is ready to lead us forward, but we have to let go of all past that no longer serves in order to move forward. Thank you to each of you for joining in this healing journey through anger. When you feel ready, you may open your eyes. Take as long as you need. Take another deep breath. And may the spirit of the warrior goddess Kali that is there always to support you to let go of all falsehoods that no longer serve. Know that the spirit is always with you. Namaste.